chilling with my son and playing up with the motherfucking Ninja Turtles. You know what I'm talking about. He got the pieces in his hand and I'm taking and I know that I'm about to put it on with the rap of the belt. Then you know that I am really in check and stick. Unless a motherfucker get deader than the daddy can get. If he can get out of debt, then he can bet. If he bet on what he can win, and if he don't, my motherfucking goddamn friend, I guess that he have to do. He got to pursue the next motherfucking thing that you know that's new. The motherfucking MG, rapping on the motherfucking MRC. Check it. Man, and like, my. I woke up this morning about 6 o'clock, and when the hands of the clock went tickety-tock, and the rapper on the radio really struck, so I knew it was time for me to be on top, jump up out of cover and kiss my lover. I knew it was time for me to be discovered, but went into the bathroom with my heart on, turned around and cut the light switch on, went over to the toilet and lift up the seat, went way back so I would not miss the leak, and then my stomach, it started moving around right in the instant. I knew that I had to sit down, back over to the toilet and lift down the seat, and still a line of cigarette with the joint that I lit. I'm sitting on the toilet, very paranoid, I wiped my butt and then I flushed the toilet. Went over to the tub and turned on the shower. I had to be there within the hour. It was my a big break like I had to make. The life every beastay, baby, no mistakes. Took up out of the tub and dried myself off. I know it was time for me to kick some butts. So what up? And now it's time for me to just to turn around the folks can show on up. Into the bedroom, put on my fancy clothes, just elegant from my head down to my toes. On the dresser was some lack of big cologne, so I easily dared some on. Smelling real fresh before I left my home, so I knew it was time for me to move on and quick as it's possible. Listen up before I tell you about this microphone. After the barrel through the kitchens, I was on the mission, full of ambition. Every MC is about to see the shoot competition from the damn MD. Let me say that motherfucking again, just to understand my motherfucking friend. Kick this motherfucking rhyme on back, and just in case MD had to mess on up the track. Hear your eyes, check this out, where the foes are win. It's supposed to win like this. After back roar. After bed, let me check it. At the bedroom and through the kitchen, I was on a mission full of ambition. Rapper tradition for all the fans to listen. So all your MC never agreed, the baddest motherfucker on the MIC is MD. Huh? You hot? Huh? While I call myself a gangster, you ask me because I live myself in pain and misery. In the game is hard, we know the game is bad. It's just a start, but your life won't last. You gotta have a heart to play this far, but if you wanna live long, well, you better stay far, far away from the game as you about to begin. Because you can't play this gangster game on end. You see, I'm thinking about it's a part. And putting it in my suitcase, cause that's my job. And then I ride around with doing my surreal. It's like a nightmare, but my life is real. And then I just about it off. And on the way back, I got a call from my boss, so I pick up the sailor's phone. He said, where you heading? I said, I'm heading home. He said, but I want to make a stop here first, because I want to pay you for all the good work. So I make the stop, then pick about 10 G's, and then he unload about 3 keys. And then I head on out the door. I jump into my civilian and put the pedal to the floor, burning up plenty of rubber. And my next destination was to head into the gutter to kick off a couple of the keys. That's right, I said the last one for me, just to have a couple of fun and have a party and a fight of everyone. But only if the night that goes right. You see, I can't see through the bridges, so I'ma hold it tight. But if I have to get in the fight before the end of the night, there ain't a doubt in my mind I'll have to take them out, because that's where the gangster is, and that's the way I really live. Well, I call myself a gangster, you ask me, because I live myself in pain and misery. Mama, I'm D&D, motherfucking OG, a rich enough gangster. My D&D, why you call yourself a gangster? Motherfucking Mommy D, OG, MD. And why you call yourself a gangster, Z? The business was booming, the night was still young. In my mind, I can hear the party going on. Until the couple of junkies stepped up on the scene, stepped up on my porch and just asked for me. And I heard them away in the kitchen. Grab my toothpaste, then I kept on listening. But they never spoke another word. I knew one thing, that they come here to be served. So I kept on drinking my fifth of Crown Royal, feeling like a Victor King overlord. And took a cup of my boys, start to make us a noise. They say they see lots more approach to the front door. So I knew it was time for us to throw down. So I told my crew to put all the lights around. Put on your night vision for the advantage. I knew that it was time for us to do damage. So when the brother knocked down the door, and after him came lots and lots of more, we started firing. And then we fell on the floor, roll around like a drill. Right on course, but they were really only just for us. So we know we have to do just a little adjustment to break things down and stop screwing around. So I took my fifth and stuck one in his lip, and then I stuck again, again, again in his hip. Right before they even ended, his life were over with. Now let me tell you about this gangster life. You live long or you live twice, but no one will live just as long as I do, because the motherfucking death MD always screwed. Any motherfucker get in this way, sucker better stay out, because I don't care about what you're thinking. Because something type of use just to stop fucking drinking. Let's see the kid you want that. They lost a big, acting like they were trying to get to their gig. Now, come on, people, we know that's the field. They always get down when the action is over with. So as I went by, I winked my eye. You want another question to the reason why? Because I didn't want them to feel left out. So I figured I'd take you to M type or a left. But the pig, he just winked back. See, I always knew those boys had small sacks. But the jury's let a black kill a black, and they give me the license to kill all black. I'm like a KKK, but I'm just black, and I don't cut my face with a white hat. But when it's time to kill, I know the deal. I just go and get the shooting, get it over with. You see, I had to say this for the young blood blitz to get a better understanding of this subject. You see, you ain't just hiding in pain. You have to live with yourself in misery and pain. It's the misery of killing my brother. This going 100 hearts or other, including the heart of myself and my brother, for killing my brother because he was so jealous. Everything he did, he wanted to do better. He wanted to be the big time gangster dealer. And even though he was my top damn seller and one of a hell of a motherfucker. Even though bitch was kind of booming, let me tell you, suck my head, little in the room. And 3-4 weeks had passed. I haven't heard from my brother for a long ass time. To tell you what you know, I got a phone call from my damn boss man. See, said, my brother, you got to be mistaken. Said, man, but it's not the bringing in the bacon. $1 million week program going down the drain.
Man,